You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Greetings, friends. We're back again. I'm going into the second show in the series that I titled, Do You Know the Real Jesus? Because let me tell you, most people do not, because the religious leaders don't tell us the truth about him. So I was talking about in the previous show about how Satan is the god of this world. Let me read you a verse in Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. Here it says, So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. That's right, Satan deceives the world. So I'm going to give everybody a warning. If you continue on to listen, what you're going to hear is going to have a tremendous impact on the rest of your life. It will show you that you have been lied to by the religious leaders, or the vast majority of the religious leaders that are out there today. I'm going to ask you to look up every reference that I give in your Bible. Let's make sure I'm not lying like most of the other religious leaders do. I want you to get your Bibles out, follow along, and look it up and read it for yourself. And this will prove what God is revealing to you is the true and factual message of His divinely inspired Word for our present time. That's right. The Bible tells us to prove all things. We should do what the Bible says. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21 says, Test all things, hold fast what is good, abstain from every form of evil, every form. Test everything, prove everything to make sure what somebody's telling you and make sure what your brain is absorbing is accurate. So look up, like I said, every reference that's out there. Now let me start with the first fact. Did you know that when Jesus returns, the religious leaders of today will reject him and try and kill him just as they did almost 2,000 years ago? That's right. Revelation 19:11 says, Now I saw heaven opened, and behold a white horse, and he who sat on him was called Faithful and True, and righteous and in righteousness He judges and makes war. His eyes were like the flame of fire, and his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself, and he was clothed with a robe dipped in blood. And his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen and white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, and with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads on the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, The beast in his armies defeated. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying to the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, Come and gather together for the supper of the great God. We're out of time. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.